that, surely not. But and man wouldn't do what Abraham did, surely, you know. But anyway, she said, well, why don't you just go in to my maid here, Hagar, and we'll just have a son by him. Now, think about that a little bit. Of course, I don't know many women today suggesting their men, their husbands, take up with some other woman, but I guess she was desperate or whatever. I guess she figured that since God had promised a son, it must be so important that we've got to get this thing done by hook, crook, any way we can. Hook, crook, or any means. You know, that's the way we are generally. You know, you hear it taught all over the world. You know, the end justifies the means. So I guess that was, Hagar had already got so old, she was in that mode of thinking. She said, well, you know, if I can't get it done with my body, so to speak, I can at least hatch up a good plan. But God said, no, said, that's not my plan. And then when God got ready, they had a son named Isaac. He was the promised seed. And if we look here in the book of Galatians where I started out, we don't have time to go into all of that. But we'll find out that that promised seed was a type, was a picture of the real promised seed that God talked to Eve about in Genesis, which was the Lord Jesus Christ that would come forth from the seed of the woman called the Virgin Mary. See, normally seed is spoken of as descending from the male. But God reversed that thing in the case of Mary because He was going to be the Father. He overshadowed her. And that is what qualified Him to be our Christ, our Messiah, our sacrifice, our Savior. Had the Lord God of heaven not have overshadowed the Virgin Mary and been the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, He would have come forth like you and I with a sin nature, and God could not have accepted Him as that sacrifice 2,000 years ago. He would not have been the Christ. He would not have been my Christ, your Christ. He would not have been our Savior. But thanks be unto God, He was. God's plans are never overruled. He overrules men's plans. And you see what He's saying? Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now the New Testament is full of evidences whereby you can be assured and know you're a child of God. But this is just one of them, but this one's precious to me. If you believe that this Jesus Christ, who lived 2,000 years ago, was in fact the very one that God spoke about there in Genesis, you are one who believes that Jesus is the Christ, and God tells you you're born of God. And if you've ever been born of God, you'll always be born of God. You'll always be His. And you'll see heaven in immortal glory someday without fail. That's the message from God. Now, you start letting unclean thoughts come into your mind and letting them be cultivated there. And you cultivating unclean thoughts, sinful thoughts, and you fail to purge them out, you know what will happen? You'll lose your confidence that you're a child of God. Doubts and fears will increase. And you'll be in need of repentance. You'll be in need of changing your mind about these kind of things. You'll be in need of asking the Lord to help me purge out these things. Because the more that we purge these things by the help of God's Holy Spirit and by His grace, the more confident we are that we are, in fact, children of God. That He's got us by the hand, so to speak. That we're engraved in the palms of His hands. That we can never slip out. These are important things that we need. I trust I've said enough to at least give you something to go home and think about. Because that's what I'm trying to do as a preacher, is to give you something to think about so you'll go home and study your Bibles, and that you'll grow. Therefore, that'll produce growth. And therefore, as you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll give Him more honor. You'll be more faithful to His cause. And you'll become a more loving person. The love for your brothers and sisters will increase. And He said, and that's good, because He says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. I think you'll pray for me.